The number of people who are infected with the coronavirus is rising across some sparsely populated parts of the Midwest and the Great Plains. Missouri, Oklahoma, and Montana are all seeing spikes in cases. Montana largely sat out the eruption of coronavirus cases across the country earlier this year, so the state had time to prepare. But seems it wasn't enough time. As cases now rise in Montana, the new nationwide testing backlog is hampering the state's ability to keep up. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nikki Ouellette reports.
Since the start of July, Montana, population just north of 1 million, has averaged at least 17,000 coronavirus tests a week, many of them processed by the national lab company Quest Diagnostics. That allowed the state to offer free testing to anyone who wanted it, in elder care facilities, multi-generational homes on Native American reservations, and in some counties. People going in for surgery were screened, so were employees in and around newly reopened Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks. Then Quest hit a backlog.
Some of the testing results are just coming through on testing that we did back July 11th.
Kim Bailey is a public health nurse in Yellowstone County, now the epicenter of the pandemic in Montana. She says testing asymptomatic people can reveal new cases in places health authorities don't necessarily expect the virus to be, and it was finding a few new cases. But a three-week lag on results meant sick people were still out and about, and contact tracing was delayed. Now, most asymptomatic testing around the state is on pause until other private labs and a state university can ramp up to meet demand. The state health lab can return results in 2 to 3 days, but it doesn't have capacity to keep testing people without symptoms. The stall in testing hit as cases mushroomed from a total of 500 at the end of May to more than 4,000 today.
It was overwhelming.
Bailey recently hired on a small army of contact tracers to try to stay ahead of the outbreak by making calls like this one.
Any salons, getting your hair done, nails done? Nope. Barbecues, picnics, or family dinners? No weddings, baby showers, no workout classes.
Contact tracing has revealed a lot of new cases, and the number of contacts per case has ballooned since Governor Steve Bullock lifted the state's stay-home order April 26th. But lots of people don't get calls like this when there's a big delay in test results. Health officials say successful contact tracing means the authorities can surgically target interventions to certain types of events or businesses instead of using the blunt instrument of broad closure orders. Governor Steve Bullock supports that approach.
There's no doubt that the news that we'd have to delay some upcoming community snapshot tested events took us backwards at a time when we were making significant progress in reaching our testing targets here in Montana.
Quest Diagnostics cleared its backlog of Montana tests this week after Bullock turned to North Carolina-based Mako Medical to process 10,000 tests for the state since late July. He also reached an agreement with Montana State University, which says it will soon have capacity to run another 500 tests a day. In the face of inconsistent testing capacity, Bullock is focusing on 9 hotspot counties that he says may need more resources or local health restrictions. He says current masking and social distancing restrictions would work if people followed them. Health officials say they're also facing challenges from people not following orders to isolate or refusing to share their contacts. For NPR News, I'm Nikki Ouellette in Yellowstone County.